Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September the 7th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 4¾ cents, closing at 3.33¼. November beans up 15¾ cents, closing at 9.75½. And December wheat up 4¼ cents, closing at 4.02¾. Pretty good day all the way around. We tried to break the beans at one point. We broke them about 9 cents off the highs, but then rallied most of the way back. Pretty impressive day here. Meal higher, oil just a few ticks higher. The crude oil was up 67. I'm surprised the bean oil didn't do a little bit better. It appears as though, you know, the funds might want to be covering some of these short corn and wheat positions out here, whether it's the beans driving them in, whether they don't want to be short going into the report. As these yield estimates are coming in for the from the corn, I get reports from all over the country from very reliable sources on actual harvested yields, not estimations. And these early yield results, in my opinion, are not anywhere near what would generate 175 bushel per acre corn crop out here. So maybe the market's sensing that we've pushed it a little bit too far, too fast to the downside. We've come back here a little bit. We're hearing, you know, some disease issues out there in the corn, and it's going to be wet. We had more rains in Kansas and Nebraska, more rains in Wisconsin and Minnesota. We have rains today in Illinois. So where it's wet, it doesn't need more rain. And so that could be part of what's, you know, putting a little bit of push up on this corn market. The beans, pretty much the same thing, but much more demand driven in the beans than the corn. We sold at 484 combined this morning. You know, we just, you know, at some point the market's got to really take notice of this. My guess is the supply and demand report is going to be friendly to the beans in terms of exports, but they may raise the bean yield just slightly. I think there's room to improve the bean yield. I think the corn estimate at 175 is just too high. Landworth came out at 168, really didn't do anything for the market out here. But I think it's an indication that maybe we're not as rosy as the 175. Wheat went along for the ride. Again, funds are short wheat, they're short corn. So, you know, I'm still hoping that we can see this short covering rally in the corn and wheat before we get into the brunt of harvest over the next couple of weeks, get them to cover, get a good opportunity to get more cash sales on the books. So we'll see where we go, but, you know, hopefully we can get something done in here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.